Along one section of Canal Road in Valley View, there are large orange signs, but they're not warning of road construction. Instead, they read, "Controlled burn, do not report." Cuyahoga Valley National Park officials scheduled a controlled burn for the Terra Vista Natural Study Area.
There's a couple of choices for loops to hike.
That's Pamela Barnes, head of community engagement for Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Terra Vista is a hilly mass of brush and trees just east of the intersection of Canal Road and Tinkers Creek Road in Valley View. The main trail to the top of Terra Vista is a popular attraction for nature watchers.
Our butterfly scientists follow the same trail to monitor butterfly populations. And there's a lake that you can walk by because there used to be a quarry here, and now it's full of water.
Much of that quarry is surrounded by thick brush made up of autumn olive.
It's a tall, woody plant. It looks kind of brushy. It's very thick, and when you cut a trail, it kind of looks like you're walking through a tunnel of brush. It will drown out anything else. So any native plant that's trying to come underneath doesn't have a chance.
And that's why the park needed to burn about 35 acres in Terra Vista. Barnes says simply trying to keep up with the brush is a losing battle.
Fire in nature does serve a purpose. It's kind of, think about it as the reset button.
And this time of year may be better than later since it's not as dry.
That is correct. Today happens to fit the bill for just the right conditions for wind speed, wind direction, relative humidity, temperature. All of those things are kind of what they're looking for.
Hiking to the top of Terra Vista provided a bird's eye view of the controlled burn from about 200 yards away.
We're looking at the tree line, and you can see the smoke line before us. We can hear the crackling of the fire, and you can see some of the firefighters working, and you can see some of the flames coming our way. So we're not going to get any closer.
And there's so many trees here in the line of where the fire is, they won't really be bothered by this?
The trees should be fine. You can visit some areas in Brecksville Reservation of Cleveland Metro Parks where they've done prescribed burns, and you can see that the trees come through it just fine.
Is it because the fire is moving so fast and sort of staying low to the ground?
Yes, so it's not staying in one place long enough to destroy the trees.
Nine firefighters from Cuyahoga Valley National Park joined Dan Morford and three others from Indiana. He's performed about 100 controlled burns versus just two done in recent years by the park.
We have what we call a drip torch. It's a mix of diesel and gas. Lighters use that to light when we work with the wind, when there is a breeze like there is today. And we just get it good and black. And that way we can walk right along the line and we can be very specific about where we drop the fuel to start a fire.
And describe this smell we're smelling.
This smell is the smell of a campfire, basically.
Giant campfire.
A rather large campfire. But yeah, it's wood and grass material it's burning, so it smells very similar to a campfire. Neighbors may get a little bit of the drift smoke. As you can see, it's going up pretty well.
And when you're done, how do you finish up?
We'll circle the whole thing. We have our line around it, and basically the two sides will come together.
This is the only controlled burn scheduled for the Cuyahoga Valley National Park this year. Officials wanted to deal with the invasive species now before firefighters are needed for forest fires later in the summer. By midsummer, nature will have caught up to the fire reset from this controlled burn, and the Terra Vista Natural Learning Area will look as though nothing unnatural ever happened. Visitors will be able to enjoy the view, but without thick, 8-foot-high brush obscuring everything else. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.